is of course the Willa Kufin Shlomo from the Rabbanit. Also to Yaakov Schmuckler, sponsoring in honor of his grandfather, as we would say. What's the name?
Svi Hirsch
Ben Elimelech. Leif, Shav Shav and Aliyah. Shulayah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, the organizing, bringing together, Yeshkoyach, Gabay. Chanukah is such a beautiful time. And to come together like this, to be margish, the Simcha Sayantif. You know, there's a Maisa with the Kedushas Levi. This is a Hakdama. You don't need thinking caps for this. Kedushas Levi once walked into the Beis Medrash, and he saw that the Talmidim were discussing something which they were embarrassed that the Rebbe should see that they were talking about this. So as soon as the Kedushas Levi walked by, they made pretend that, you know, nothing was going on. So he said, no, I want to hear. Rebbe, you don't want to hear. No, I want to hear. I said, okay, no choice. So he told the Kedushas Levi that there's a certain, I don't know, like a bishop or a king or echeis, whatever the term is back in those days, that he's so wealthy and he has so much that when he wants to go sledding in his part of the world where there was no snow at the time, so he was so rich that he would import sugar, tons and tons of sugar, and go to a mountain and pour it on top, pretend it was snow, and go sledding down on the sugar as if it was snowing over there. And in those days, sugar was not like, you know, in gourmet glad, you could buy it for a dollar or two. It was considered to be royalty. You had to be a chasha person to be able to buy sugar. So the Kedusha slave, he heard that, and he said, this? This is Tainuk? Does he even know what it means, one Ner Chanukah? That was like his shtach to the Rishif, like, is it one Ner Chanukah? Such a tainuk. The world is selling so many things. As if to say, like, have me, buy me, try me out. And we have this near Chanukah, that it's Maisef HaHelech, that every year that we have Chanukah, it only gets better. It gets sweeter, sweeter than sugar. And so to be able to come together by Chanukah and to be margish, the Simcha Sayantif, the near the Kedusha, it's a wonderful thing. So thank you to all those who came and who sponsored. I'm shivazecha to be able to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu Nach Tzuruch and to be davik to him and to his tire. Okay. One of the key phrases when it comes to Chanukah is Nir Ish Beisa. And it's a very particular lashon. Nir Ish Beisa. The expression Ishu Beisa is not common in Gemara, not even in Tanakh. It's very rare that you find the words Ishu Beisa next to each other. Ner Ishu Beisa, this is the expression the Chazal used to depict the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, of a Tam Miyabai. It's something which needs to be understood. The Ari HaKadosh is much more than just a sefer of Kavanas and Kabbalah. It's really a Pesach into the entire Yontif. And even if we don't understand the oimek of the Kavanas of the Ari, but there's much that we could take from the drashas which he makes each person on their level to understand the Giluyim that the Arizal was Mechadesh, which was Megale, in every single mitzvah, in every area, every layer of Yiddishkeit. And the Kavanas of Ner Chanukah are very sweet, very concise. And we've spoken about them on Shabbos numerous times. But let's just lay them out and to try to be mazber how it pertains to the thing of Ner Ish Beisa. The Ari HaKadosh tells us that the primary kavana of Ner Chanukah is really two. One is called Nachal, which is the Rosh HaTevas Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. The Ari works very much with that. And the second is on the word Ner. The Ari explains that there's a Yichud which is called Ner. And we're not going to focus so much on that tonight. But the fact that it's a yichud is important. The Ari explains that when we try to understand this concept called nachal, That Nachal is understood, says the Ari, in two ways. One is there's a kavana called Ma, which is one of the permutations of the Shem Havaya. And the Ari explains that there's Ma, and another Shem called Dam, which is Yotzi from the Shem Ekya. The details are not important for now. So Ma and Dam is one Nachal, because Ma and Dam equals Gematria Nachal. And the other one is the Shem Ben, which is another permutation of the Shem Havaya. And when you make a milu de milu of the Shem Havaya, it comes out to 36 letters. So the Ari says, if you take 52, which is Ben, and the 36 letters of the Shem Havaya be milu de milu, so Gematria in total is Nacha. So these are the two Nachas. So to remember, you don't need to remember that it's the permutations, but there's Ma and there's Dam, and then there's Ben and there's Lamed Vav. Together, that makes Nacha. The other kavanah the Ari has in the bracha Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Melech Olam LaHalik Ner Chanukah is that the Shem Havaya has permutations with the Shem Ekya that it's Gematria Regel, and the Ari explains two reasons why it's called Regel. One, because Yontav is called Regel, and according to the Zayar, Chanukah is amongst the Regalim. There's not just Shalosh Regalim; it's as if there's Arba Regalim. Secondly, the Gemara says Achetichla Regel Min Hashuk. So the regga, which is alluded to in the bracha, is a hint to that din that the zman of halakas nechana is ashtecha regga min hashuk. Another thing that the Ari tells us is that when we make this kavana called ner, which he calls, I forget the exact lashon, but he says this yichud called ner is echad yochid miyuchad. It's considered to be a most marvelous, wondrous yichud. Is similar to the yichud which we make in Shemona Esrei every single day. When a yid says, Baruch Atu Hashem, HaMavarech Es Amo Yisrael Bashalom, that Havaya of HaMavarech Es Amo Yisrael Bashalom, says the Ari, is the same Ner of Ner Eschank. That's something which needs to be understood, why it is that HaMavarech Es Amo Yisrael Bashalom, which in Kabbalah is the climax, the pinnacle of the entire Shemona Esrei, even the entire davening, depends upon that bracha hamavarech samu yisol mashalom. There we find a hint to the inyan of Neres Chanukah. One last point in the bracha of she'asa nisam avaseinu, the Ari explains that the word she'asa has to be divided into two parts, she'asa, and the Ari explains that she'a is a hint to a very great light, which is called Shin Ayin Ha'irin, 370 lights, which come down and they sweeten the Nukvah. And we're going to come back to that in Mirtz Hashem, the sinyan of Shan Ha'irin. And lastly, the Gemara, as we know, in Shabbos, which discusses the sugyas of Chanukah, is very short, but it's Rabbi Bi'an Na'atim, it's a little bit of Teichin, but it's Ein Sof in terms of the depth of Chanukah. One of the statements that the Gemara makes regarding the Shemen, the Gemara says, "Kol hashmonim yafim l'dio." That all of the Shemen is very good when it comes to writing on a cloth. Kol hashmonim yafim l'dio. That makes its way into the Inyan of Chanukah. The question is, what does it have to do with Chanukah? Every word in the sugya is like gold, and pertains to Chanukah, no doubt. So with that introduction, let's move on to the inyan of the Gira Nasha. The Torah tells us in Parashas Vayishlach that when Yaakov confronted this ish, Vayu'ovik ish imo, now who this ish is, there are three opinions. One says it's the Sarah Shalesov, another says it's Michael, another says it was the Malach Gavriel. So Vayu'ovik ish imo, so the Torah tells us that this ish gave a knack to the left leg, right leg of Yaakov Avinu. That's the Pagam and the Gid HaNasha. And moving very quickly through a very lengthy inyan and premius, is that the Gid HaNasha is not just an Isser and Torah, but for the entire Churban Beis HaMikdash is totally in this Gid HaNasha. Tisha B'Av, the Zohar says, Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael, Es Gid HaNasha, Es is Rashi Tevas, Tisha B'Av. There's lots to say about that inyan. But the left leg, those who know, and all of you here do know, is Kenegah the Svira of Hod. And the whole inyan of Chanukah comes to be Mesakin this Pagam. There are 8 days of Chanukah. The 8th Sfira is the Sfira of Hod. And so, celebrating Chanukah is directly related to the Inyan of the Gilui Nashama, which is why we read Parshas Vayishlach at this time of year. Hence, the mitzvah of Chanukah is L'Hoidos U'L'Hala. Now, what is exactly this Pagam of the Gilui Nashama? So the Medrash Lakachtov tells us a fascinating thing. The Medrash says that the Pagam and the Gid Hanasha, although we assume that the Gid Hanasha is a sinew in the left leg, the Medrash says it's actually a Lashanaki, which refers to the Bris Milah. He took a hit in the Makom HaBris. Very interesting. The Sefer HaTzioni, on top of that, tells us that all of the ensuing tzaras in Yaakovinu's life comes from the Pagam and the Gid Hanasha. Immediately after this parsha, the Torah tells us about Shechem and how Shechem violated Dina. That, says the Sefer HaTzioni, is due to the Pagam and the Gid Hanasha. And after that, shortly, Yosef HaTzadik is sold by his brothers, and that too has to do with the Gid Hanasha. Because the Gid Hanasha, whether it's the Yerech of Yaakov or it's the Bris Milah of Yaakov, it's referring to the children, to the offspring of Yaakov. The Bris Milah, of course, is the greatest representation of that, but even a child is considered to be Bera Kara de Avua. He's like the thigh of his father. So therefore, although the Torah says that he couldn't overwhelm Yaakov Avinu, Bayar ki lo yachalo. So how is it able to say afterwards that he was able to hit him in the Gid Hanasha? The Torah had just said he couldn't harm him. Yet he, after that, the Torah says he was able to hit him in the Gid Hanasha. It's a stira. But it's not a stira. Because he wasn't able to hit Yaakov himself. But he was able to damage the offspring of Yaakov. Everything which happened with Dina, with Yosef, was a pagam in the Gid Hanasha. It was due to that. One last point. There's a Medrash Pliya. The Medrash says that another dimension of the Pagam in the Gid Hanasha. Until now, Yaakov Avinu was safe in the fact that he had married two sisters. And all the Mefarshim, Mishonim Achronim, and Rashi Yeshiva are trying to understand the Zohar Kaddish, how it is that Yaakov was able to marry two sisters. If Yaakov kept Kol HaTorah Kula, then how was that possible? The Gemara says in Pesachim that La'asalahu, we're going to offer the coast of Yaakov Avinu to bench, and he's going to say, I can't leave the benching, I married two sisters. So was there something wrong, or was there something not wrong? The Ramban, Chule. The Medrash Pliya tells us that the Pagam and the Gid Hanasha was a sin to Yaakov Avinu, that at this point, there was a kitchud which was accepted on the fact that he had married two sisters. Now, to understand these three nakudas which Chazal bring out about the Gid Hanasha, Chanukah, as it relates to that, we have to understand what it means, Bris Milah. The whole Inyan of Bris is the Midah of Shalom. Every single sphera corresponds to a Midah, to a quality. And the Sfar Mekdoshim explain that the sphera of Yesod corresponds to the Midah of Shalom. Because the sphere of Yesod is Makash Shemai V'aretz. It's Achit Shemai V'ara. This is the Sulam of Yaakov Avinu. Imloi Brisi, Yoyim V'alayda, Chukas Shemai V'aretz L'osamti. If not for the Bris, there could be no kesher between Shemaim and Aretz. As the Pasuk says, Mi Yala Lanu HaShemaim. Who will go up to the heavens to receive the Torah? If not for the fact that Moshe brought it down for us, the Zohar says, Mi Yala Lanu HaShemaim as Rosh HaTevis Mila. Because Mila is what connects Shemaim and Aretz. And this Mida is the Mida of Shalom, Osa Shalom B'Marmav. The Mida of Shalom is that it's able to make Shalom between two opposing qualities. And this is in the Bris, a zivug ben isha isha, which corresponds to Shemaim va'aretz, and this is the quality of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef, Yesod, and shalom all come together. It's one nekuda. Which is why you'll find very interesting that the word shalom comes up in Sefer Bereishis approximately 13 times. 8 times it appears by Yosef HaTzadik. In Parashas Vayeshev, the introduction to Mechiras Yosef is that Yaakov tells Yosef, L'cha re'ei es shlom achecha es shlom atzon. 2 times the word shalom. And that means that it's related to Mechiras Yosef. That he was sent to make shalom with his brothers. Yosef was the one who was told to make shalom. Yaakov didn't turn to the brothers to make shalom with Yosef. He turned to Yosef to say, make shalom with the brothers. Why? Because Yosef is the one who possesses the quality of shalom. That's 2 times. Then Yaakov comes to Mitzrayim. And he appears before Paro, Parshas Miketz, which is this week's Parsha. And the very first words that he says to Paro is what? Elokim Yana Es Shalom Paro. So in Mitzrayim he uses the word Shalom. That's his introduction to Paro, is Shalom Paro. After that, he deals with the brothers, and he mentions the word Shalom many times, especially in relation to their father Yaakov. Vayomer, and he says, Shalom Lachem. That's how he says to them. Al tira'u, do not be afraid. Vayishal Lachem de Shalom. Vayomer Hashalom Avichen Hazakin. Twice more Hashalom. Vayomeru. Shalom ala avdecha liyavino, hagavia biyadeinu ve'atem alu l'shalom el avichem. 8 times we find the inyan of shalom, but specifically by Yaakov Avinu. And what's interesting is that when Yosef was sent by Yaakov on this mission to make shalom with the brothers, on his way he confronts an ish. Vayimtzeehu ish basada, and he says to him, "Where are you going?" He said, "Esachai, I'm looking for my brothers." "Oh, your brothers? Nelcha. How does it go? Nasu miza. They have gone away from this." So Chazal says, "Zez gematria 12. They're not in brotherhood with you." "Esachai, I'm looking for my brothers. I'm searching for my brothers. I'm here to make peace with my brothers." Who is this ish? Rashi says, "Gavriya." Now, Gavriel is one of the Shitas who is the Ish Vayeovik Ish Imar. That the Pagam in the Gid Hanasha, which is created according to Ashita by Gavriel, of which the Tzioni said, from there comes Mechiras Yosef, on his way to create the whole Inyan of Mechiras Yosef, there he finds Gavriel. Vayimtzeehu Ish Vasada. Al Kalpanim, Yosef relates to the Inyan of Shalom, but specifically to the Inyan of Shalom Avicha. Shalom between the brothers and Shalom Avicha. What's the picture that Chazal are trying to bring out with the Inyan of Mechiras Yosef, the Gid Hanasha? The underlying theme is that the Pagam in the Gid Hanasha was the Pagam in the Inyan of Shalom. That until now, Yaakov Avinu had Shalom with his family, he had Shalom with his wives, he had Shalom with his children. But the Pagam in the Gid Hanasha meant that from this point forth, there would be machlokis in the house of Yaakov Avinu. It's a tremendous chiddush that Yaakov can have 4 wives, and there's no quarreling, there's no bickering, there's nothing going on. All of a sudden, there's a Pagam in the Gid Hanasha. And it's not acceptable anymore that Yaakov has 2 wives. Ain't tzaros gedolim izeh. The whole sugya is in Yevamos, which deals with tzaros elazeh, 2 women who are married to 1 husband. Here you have 2 sisters married to 1 husband, and everything is great. Rachel, in fact, she's meiser nefesh that everything should be good with Leah and Yaakov. Now that it's v'gam l'gid hanasha, Rachel has to die. Can't have anymore this relationship between Leah and Rachel. And this shalom, which once existed between Yaakov and the brothers, Pagam and the Gid Hanasha, doesn't exist anymore. In fact, Gid Hanoshe is Gematria Shalom. That's the Pagam in Gid Hanoshe. That's the Pagam in the Makam HaBaris, which is Shalom. Mechiras Yosef means that there's not going to be Yosef in the home, that there's a Pagam in the Mid of Shalom. And that's the Pagam with the Inyan of the Shtei Achyos and the two sisters in the home of Shalom, of Yaakov Avinu. The tikkun of that is the inyan of Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, the fact that the mitzvah is called Ner Ishu Beisai, that it's in halacha, it's a din in the bayis, because the husband is mechuyev and the woman is also mechuyev, afinai bo sanesh. But the minhag is, the halacha is, that even though she has her own chiyav, even if others' children are lighting in the home, the woman is yotze with her husband's hadlaka. Because there's a certain yichud which takes place in the inyan of Shalom Bayis when Ner Chanukah enters into the home. That even if there was once machlokis in the home, Ner Chanukah has a way of making Shalom in the Bayis. We see this from the Gemara. The Gemara says, in the end of the sugya of Shabbos, which deals with Hilchos Ner Chanukah, the Gemara asks the question, what comes first, Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah? Gemara says, really Ner Shabbos comes first because it's Shalom Bayis, and Shalom Bayis takes precedence over Pirsumei Nisa. So it would seem that Ner Chanukah is not an inyan of Shalom Bayis, Ner Shabbos is an inyan of Shalom Bayis, not Ner Chanukah. For Rabbi Sai, we see if we go one step further that that's not true. Because the halacha and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, is that the Gemara tells us that you light the mezuzah b'yamin and the Ner Chanukah is b'smol. But let's say there is no mezuzah on the right side of the door. Do you light the Ner Chanukah b'smol or do you light it b'yamin? What's the halacha? You light it b'yamin. Why do you light it b'yamin? The reason why is because the mezuzah is really the inyan of Shalom Bayis. Everybody knows the vort, that the whole reason why we light, that we put the mezuzah ba'alach sign on a slant is because it's to make Shalom Bayis between the 2 days. Right? Yeah, it's complicated. But the mezuzah is ma'ir on the inyan of Shalom Bayis. But if there's no mezuzah on the door, then the menorah has to compensate. The menorah has to compensate for the Shalom Bayis. And Adarabba, if there's a pesul in the mezuzah, which means if there's a pesul in the Shalom Bayis, then the menorah bismol has a way of bringing shalom into the mezuzah. It's the reinforcement for the mezuzah being a min. If there is no mezuzah, or if the mezuzah has a pagam, which if the Shalom Bayis in the home causes a pesul in the mezuzah, so then the or of the Ner Chanukah b'smol is meir in or to the mezuzah, which is misakin. The pagam and the oisias of the Shalom Bayis, which the mezuzah represents. When we speak about the Yavanim and the Yiklip of Yavan, the way that it's described in Moa's Tzur is Uportu Chomos Migdolai. And the Mishnah tells us that they actually made breaches in the Beis HaMikdash. That the Bayis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they destroyed the Shalom Bayis between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Breaches in the home. And we know that they make Zeiros against the Batim of Bnei Yisrael. That everything had to always be open, that there could be no privacy. Ein churban bayis yoris mizeh. Upartzu chomas midolai. The fact that there was a pagam in the chomas of the Beis HaMikdash, that was ba'ofen kvali, but ba'ofen prati, every single home was targeted by the Yavan. Upartzu chomas midolai. Partzu is gematria shalom. So therefore, partzu chomas midolai means that they made a pirza. Parts of the Gematria Shalom and the Inyan of Shalom Bayis. And so Mamela, the Inyan of Ner Chanukah is that even if there's a psalm in the mezuzah, Or if there's no mezuzah, there's a tikkun to the inyan of Shalom Bayis through the halakas Ner Chanukah. Of course, this goes back to the Chiddush of Adam HaRishon. We're speaking here about Yaakov. And Yaakov had a confrontation with the Sarah Shalesav and he hit him in the leg. It's called the Gid HaNasha, and Nasha is a Lashon Isha. But this confrontation of Yaakov and Esav goes back to Adam HaRishon and the Nachash, because we know Yaakov is Shufrid Adam HaRishon and Esav is an Inyan of the Nachash. And the Nachash also made a Pirtza in the Inyan of Shalom Bayis between Adam and Chava. That's the very first Pagam, is the Pagam of Shalom Bayis. The Parsha of the Torah tells us, HaNachash Hishi Ani. And the Sfarim don't know what type of a word this means, Hishi Ani. There's no other word in Torah which is comparable to this word. It happens to be Hishiyan is Gematria Shalom. The Nachash made a Pagam in the Inyan of Shalom between Adam and Chava. And that's the Sarash of Eshav, who's the Nachash once again, that he gives a knack to the Gid Hanash of Yaakov, which is a repeat. And the Shtei Nashim, which is Rachel and Leah, which represent Chava, the Bris Migla, the Inyan of Mechiras Yosef, which is all one giant Nefila in the Inyan of Shalom. So Mamela comes near his Chanukah and it fills the void. It's Mesakin, the Inyan of Shalom, which is the Inyan of Yosef. And it restores Shalom Bayis to the Yiddish homes. When we go back to our questions, especially to the Kavanas of the Ari, we could see an allusion to these Inyan. We had said that one of the Kavanas of the Arizal was Shame Regel. And the Yari explained Regel, that it's Yontav, it's called a Regel, and Chanukah is a Regel, like every other Yontav. Or Achatichel Regel Min Ashok. But it just doesn't mean Regel, it means Gid HaNasha Regel. It means the Pagam and the Inyan of the Gid HaNasha, which the light of Chanukah comes to be Masaki. And we had said that there's a Kavan of Nachal. That the Inyan of Nachal is a very important Kavana. Nachal Bechlal is an Inyan of Shalom, because the Gemara tells us in Berachos, Haroya Be'er V'chalayim. Person who sees a Be'er in his dreams, Yitzapa L'Shalom. He should look forward to Shalom. What's the Pasuk? Vayachbru Avde Yitzchak B'Nachal. Vayim Sushan Be'er Mayim Chai. Bechlal Be'er. The Ari explains that there's a Be'er called Leah, there's a Be'er called Rachel. Be'er is an Inyan of Nashem, Be'er Miriam. But Haroya Be'er Bachalim, it's Sapa L'Shalom, because the Pasuk says, Vayachru Avdi Yitzhak Benachal. So the Nachal is Inyan of Shalom. But one Kavan of Nachal was, we had said, the Shein Ma, and then the Shein Dam. Ma is Gematria Adam, the Ari explains, and then Dam is Dam. And the Ari says, Shoyfech Dam Ha'adam. Where do you find an Indian of Shoyfech Dam Ha'adam? What's the mitzvah of Shoyfech Dam Ha'adam? Bris Mila. So the Kavanah is Meram is on Bris Mila. Hence the Medrash, that the Pagam and the Gid HaNasha, which is Regel, is a reference to the Bris Mila. The other Kavanah was Ben Lamed Vav. So Ben Lamed Vav, we find the hint of that in Parshas Vayeshev, which we read Chanukah time. Because the Pasuk says about Yosef, Ki ben zekunim hu loy. Ben zekunim hu loy. Lamed vav. Ben lamed vav. And the word zekunim is zayin kunim, which is a remnant of the zayin kunim and ayur. So ben lamed vav is a remnant to Mechiras Yosef. Which like Tzioni says, that the Pagam of the Gid HaNasha is an inyan in Mechiras Yosef. So we have Dam and the Ma, we have the Ben and Lamed Vav. Kavanas Regel we spoke about as well. But we had said that the Ari tells us that the Kavana of Ner Chanukah is the same Kavana every single day, three times a day in Shemana Esrei. Hamavarech Hasama Yisrael, Ashallah. It's very nice because in the Kavanas of Tisha B'Av, of Yemei HaMitzarim, the Ari HaKadosh tells us that there are kavanas for Yemei HaMitzarim, and the Iker kavanas of Yemei HaMitzarim target the words in Shemona Esrei, Sim Shalom. Which suggests that the whole inyan of Tisha B'Av is a pagam in Shalom. If that's the case, so since Chanukah is a tikkun for Tisha B'Av and a tikkun of the pagam in the Gidon Asha, it would fit very well that Hamavarech is Amo Yisrael Vashalom, which is the end of the bracha of Sim Shalom, should be the inyan of Chanukah. And that's why after the pagam in the Gidon Asha, where the Torah tells us that Yaakov has a healing of the pagam in the Gidon Asha, the Torah says, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem. But the tikkun of the Gidon Asha is what's called Vayavo Yaakov Shalem. Yaakov came complete. Chazal says, Shalom b'mamoinai, Shalom b'gufai, Shalom b'tarasai. These three levels of Shalom correspond to the three parts of the Yichud of Ner, which we didn't discuss. This is the inyan also of She'asa Nisa. So the Ariya taught us She'asa Shin Ayin Nahirin, 370 lights. That's the Kabbana of She'asa Nisim. Because Shin Ayin is Gematria Sholem, Vayavo Yaakov Sholem. So we're mechavin the bracha of She'asa Nisim is to bring down these iris of Vayakov, Vayavo Yaakov Sholem to be Masak in the Pagam in the Gidon Asha. And this is alluded to and what we had said before, Kohashmanam Yafil Idyar. Because we explained that although on the surface it wouldn't seem that the Ner Chanukah is mamish the Indian of Shalom Bayis, that has to do with Ner Shabbos and the Mezuzah. But since the din is that if there is a pegam in the Mezuzah, so Ner Chanukah has the koyach to be mashlim, the ksav of the Mezuzah, so the Gemara alludes to this din by saying, Kohashmanam Yafil Idyar. That if the Dion, the Mezuzah, has a psal, so the Shemen and Chanukah is Yafeh. Even that word Yafeh has to do with Zivugah. It's Yafeh to be Masakin, the Inyan of the Pagam and the Mezuzah, which is the Pagam and Shalom Bayis. We really began with the question of Ner Ishu Beisai. Such an interesting Lashon, Ner Ishu Beisai. Why the Lashon of Ner Ishu Beisai? So Ner is the Inyan of Yichud, of course, which is the Indian of Ishu Besa. Besa refers to an Isha, Lakarasi, Ishi, Ishi, Elabesi. Rabbi Yossi says in the Gemara. But where do we find in the Torah the Lashon of Ishu Besa? The Eilish Mais B'nai Yisrael Abay Mitzayma, Beis Yaakov, Yish U'Besai Babu. Yaakov Avinu. By Yaakov Avinu we find Ishu Besa. That after the whole parsha and all the tumult with Yaakov and his children, Yaakov comes down to Mitzrayim. He comes down in a wholesome way. That there's Shalom Binashav, there's Shalom Babanav, Yish Ubeisai Babu. This is the inyan of Yaakov Avinu. And in this pasuk where we find the lashon of the Gemara of Yish Ubeisai Babu, we find many ramazim to the inyan of Ner Chanukah. The pasuk begins, Ve'ela Shmais B'nei Yisrael. Ela is a hint to Neres Chanukah, because we light over the course of 8 nights, 36 Neres, which is Gematria Ela. That's Ela Shmais. It's Ela. Habaim is Gematria Chin, which is the whole inyan of Ner Chanukah. Mitzrayim is Gematria Shechina. The reason why that's important is because the Gemara tells us, Ish v'Isha im Zachu Shechina b'neihem v'im lav Eish achalasa. So a husband and wife have a choice, either to have Shalom Bayis, in which case the Shechina is there, but if not, then the Ish consumes the home. So the whole inyan of Ner Chanukah is that it brings the Shechina to the home, that if there's a din, if there's a gzeira, that there should be a fire in the home, so bringing the Shechina to the home turns that Ish into Shechina Zachu B'nei. It turns the Eish Chalila into an Eish of Nechanka. So we have Eila. Haboim is Chain. Mitzrayim is Shechina. Eis Yaakov is Gematria Machlekes. Because of the children of Yaakov, there was a Machlekes. Eis Yaakov. The Shmois B'nei Yisrael, the B'nei Yisrael, the children of Yaakov, there was a Machlekes. Eis Yaakov. But the Tikkun of that is Shalom Bayis, which is the Inyan of Ner Chanukah. So hence, Ve'eila Shmois is Gematria Shalom Bayis. Because the Eila, the Lamed of Neiris, brings Shalom Bayis. Ve'eila Shmois is Gematria Shalom Bayis. But Ishu Beisai, which is the Lashon of the Gemara, Ish Ubeisai Ba'u, first of all, even Ba'u is a remnant to Ner Chanukah, because Ba'u is Beis Alevav. Beis Vav is the eight Neiris of Chanukah, and the Aleph is the Shabbos. So Ba'u is a remnant of the Neiris Chanukah, but the Gematria of Ish Ubeisai Ba'u is Gematria Neiris Chanukah. So Eile is a Lamed of Neiris. The Eile Shmais is Gematria Shalom Bayis. Haboim is Chen. Mitzrayim is Shechina. Eis Yaakov is Machlekes. Ishu Beisai Bo'u is Gematria Neiris Chanukah. The Eile Shmais B'nei Yisrael Haboim is Gematria HaNeiris HaLodukoy V'Shem. So we see that even in the Makor of where Ishu Beisai is, which is Neir Ishu Beisai, not only is it the parsha of the tikkun of the Gedanash of Yaakov, that the pagam in the Gedanash was a pagam in the Shol, and the Shalom Bayis of Yaakov Aminu. But when Yaakov finally settles, the introduction to the whole Seder of Golos Mitzrayim is that there was Shalom in the house of Yaakov Aminu. Vayavo Yaakov Shalom. This is the end of Shalom Bayis in the home of Yaakov Aminu. So with that said, the bracha to the Baal HaBayis, Shabbi Zeichet and Shalom in your home. Amen. Ultimately, we're waiting to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Shem Shalom Shalom HaBayis with Klai Yisrael Ki Beisi Beis Tfilah Yikor Elul Chalam. Amen. Shabbi Zeichet to see the building of the Beis HaMikdash in the Tikkun Neged HaNash. Amen.
How did Yaakov heal?